Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to As I Sip My Tea, Honey. I am your host, Ms. Shante, and I want to thank you so much for listening. You guys know how much I love my music, so I always got to play a little bit of introduction. We're going to have new music next week. Anyway, to all my listeners out there, thank you so much for staying up late to listen to the show. And if you listen to it archive, I still appreciate it. I just want to say thank you again because this season opener has been phenomenal. We've had the most participation and listeners that we had when we first started, so thank you so much. Tonight's topics are going to start off with true relationships and true friendships. And we want to also talk about loyalty. And the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, as we get older, some friendships change, some remain the same, and some just leave our lives for no other reason than growing apart. The ones that change are based off, I say, you know, certain unexplained expectations or possible wishing, if you will, wishing that someone would stay the same and remain who they were when you met. What some people fail to realize is relationships, whether they're friendships or intimate between a man and a woman or a partner, if you will, they, in order for it to be a full-fledged relationship, they all have to grow. And that comes with the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've lost a couple of friends along the way in my life, and I've kept some friends that I probably didn't even expect to keep. And everybody that has come into my life and left my life has been a blessing and a curse in disguise. You have to take certain steps to understand what a friendship is, how it works. And you know what? I may not have that mastered, but I do know that my heart is real. I also know that, you know, any relationship takes commitment. It takes, the ability to understand and communicate. And it looks like we have a caller on the line. I'm very excited to find out who this is. So if you just hold on for 1 second. Thank you so much for calling in to As I Sip My Tea, Honey. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Dahlia. How are you?
Hi, Dahlia. Oh, bless your heart for staying up to talk to me. Look at you. Yes. Well, welcome to As I Sip My Tea, Honey. Well, nothing is in my tea right now. What's in your tea?
Okay.
What you sipping on this evening?
Oh, nothing, honey, nothing.
That might change after we get off the phone. Now,
okay,
I want
okay.
to ask you, what is your take on female relationships from when you've had your friends in college, high school, and now? Like, do you still have some of those same friends from 20 years plus, or have you guys all transitioned into acquaintances or just no longer?
Very interesting. Some of them have transitioned. And so I think for a long time I was holding on, and maybe the other person was holding on to these friendships because, you know, they were old. You know, we were little girls. I had some friends that we, you know, met in first grade. But life changes, and you wind up going in different directions. So I had a really good friend who became my mom in her 40s, and so we were really at different phases in life. And we just started to kind of, yeah, you know, I'm past that. And so we got into, you know, we're in different phases of life. And so so I must say that it's rare. I don't really have a lot of close friends from back in the day anymore.
Do
really
you
don't.
Feel that the reason that may be is because there could be, I mean, like you said, people do go through different phases in their lives and people would just be on different pages. But do you think that that could change with communication and redeveloping a different friendship with the different levels in lives?
With the same person?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, it could. It could. I definitely think that it could, but I don't know. I mean, I haven't been able, I haven't personally experienced that. So, unfortunately, you know, sometimes you just go through things and you kind of drift apart and then, you know, nobody wants to pick up the phone and deal with it. We're so busy now. Yeah, life happens. We're so busy now. And, you know, I think communication is not what it used to be, so...
True.
You know, we just, you know, don't pick up the phone and say, hey, what's going on? You know, how can we repair this relationship? What's happened? What have you? We just kind of roll on with it. And,
right.
You know, unfortunately, I'm thinking probably some friendships that could be saved just weren't saved.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me, myself, I'm a firm believer in communication. Now, there's been times when I rub people the wrong way and they'll just like, you know, they'll brush it off or they're like, oh, that's just Sante, but... Truth be told, I don't know if I'm hurting somebody's feelings or not unless I'm, like, in your face, like, boom, 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 and I'm about that life. At the same time, I can be very abrupt. I can be very black and white, and I can just be very direct. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Some people are indifferent. And for me, if you don't tell me that, hey, Shante, you know, that was kind of fucked up. You hurt my feelings. I'm not going to know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I'm just going to be like, oh, she cool with it, I'm cool with it, there it is. But if you're walking around like, this bitch, I can't stand her. Well, what she, did you see what she said? Well, I didn't say nothing to her. How the hell am I supposed to know? And especially the way my meds are set up, I can't remember yesterday. So, with that said.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you. And I have to say that I have been guilty of assuming that the other person knew why I was mad at them or have you, because I feel like, okay, you know, we're adults, you know, you should know better and blah, blah, blah. And that, you know, that's not necessarily the case. Maybe they do know better, but they just didn't know that they offended me. So, you know, I've been guilty of just making assumptions and just saying they should know that, you know, I'm pissed off. And that's
and don't, let's not get it twisted. I can be messy, too. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm not. I think every female got a little bit of messiness in them. I know males got more messiness than they want to even believe they have, and I don't care what you say, man,
that's
that are listening
show,
out
right?
there. They messy as shit, too. However, I believe that if you're a true friend to somebody, speak on it. Now, that's also going to be stand true for relationships. If you and your man are having some issues, and we all know men don't read us the way we think they should, but at the end of the day, we've been petty and held things against them when they didn't know something was wrong with us. And I think some of us have lost good people by doing that. What are your thoughts on the male relationships
I
that we have?
I think it goes hand in hand, relationships in general. So whether it's with females or males, you know, we make very similar mistakes and we make very similar assumptions and, you know, we think that the other person can read our mind. And you know, maybe they can sometimes, but we should always double check on that. If it's valuable to us, if it means something to us, you know, if it doesn't mean anything, you know, you just let it roll. But if that person means something to you, whether it's your, you know, your friend, your female friend or your guy friend, then, you know, you need to voice your opinion. So I think that's, you know, we definitely should be doing that more. I'm working
on it. The last question I want to ask you is what is your definition of loyalty? Like for you, what stands hold true to you for loyalty? Because it means something different to everybody.
It does. It does. That's a good question. I'm going to say that for me, I like that a person values me and values my friendship and values my time. So, you know, I think that, you know, if you, you know, it's not necessarily being in my corner and agreeing with everything I say or anything like that, but, you know, valuing me on a whole, I find those people to be more loyal, if you will, if you want to call it that word, and, you know, more in my corner, and I feel more comfortable with that person, you know, those type of people, as opposed to people who don't you know, value my time or value my opinion or anything like that. They don't have any real ties to me. So I think they kind of, you know, when a person is valuable to you and you show that, then, you know, you would tend to be more loyal to them. So
I agree. I definitely agree. My whole thing with loyalty is I do see myself as a loyal person. Some of the things that I have done or I've been told that I've done may not seem like loyalty. But at the end of the day, if I rock with you, I rock with you. I'm not a perfect person, but I expect the same type of loyalty in return that I give to you. So at the end of the day, if I don't talk to you 5 years, but I see you in the street and I'll be like, that's my homegirl, I know her, and somebody's trying to rock you, oh, trust and believe, I'm going to jail that day. Now, I'm going to cuss you out when I get out because I don't know what the hell I just went to jail for, but I'll make sure you know
you're
I was
different
there.
Type of loyal. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You know that?
Right.
I mean, I'm a little different, but at the same time, I ride or die. I always explain my loyalty like the mob, if you will. I'm going to be there. So that's my take on
it. That's cool.
But you know, I'm so very happy that you did make it and called in.
Thank
and I'm going to have to give you a special shout out on the group.
Please.
Yes.
Please do.
So
please
hopefully
do. So
you'll be able to
hearing, you know.
Say that again. I'm
sorry. No, I was saying, you know, hopefully, I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the podcast and future podcasts. So,
yes, honey. And if you wanted to listen to last season, feel free. We had some special guests on there. We had a comedian on there who is just, he's crazy as hell. And, you know, me and the other Shantae, we just, I really don't have good common sense. So it's quite funny.
I like it.
It's quite funny. But thank you again so much for calling in to As I Sip My Tea, honey. And the next time we speak, I want to know more of your tea, okay?
Okay, girl.
All right, good night.
All right, thanks, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that is wonderful. Again, I want to thank Ms. Dahlia for calling in. And, you know, she spoke on some true points, and as I said, loyalty it means a different thing to a lot of different people. And as I stated myself, no, I'm not perfect, by no means. I do feel like I'm a loyal friend. If I know there's some BS going on with you, I'm going to call you out on it, though, just as I would hope somebody calls me out on it. And when people do call me out, you know what? I'm listening more to how I may have hurt the friendship, truly and indeed done so. I definitely take ownership of that, and I apologize for my wrongdoings, and hopefully people can move past it. The one thing I will say about me is don't hold grudges with me that and then kind of smile in my face and act as if everything's going to be lovely, because to me, that's like a lie. That's like you just waiting for me to mess up and you keeping score. And I don't roll like that. If I did that every time, I would never have no friends. I would, like, never talk to nobody. Looks like we have another caller. We have 16 minutes on the show. Hold on, please. And if my memory serves me correct, I'm looking at this phone number. Is this Ms. Devana?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Well,
how
hello. Welcome back to As I Sip My Tea, honey. How are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Hey, you know, I've been drinking. So that's how that rolls. Let's go ahead and ask the question that I asked prior to. How do you feel that friendships and relationships have differ from when you were younger to being a grown-up now? And then also, what is your true definition of loyalty?
Okay, so first question, how do I feel friendships have differed from childhood until adulthood?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
and that
really
can be with male or female.
Yes. Yes, I think it depends on the individuals. As individuals get older, they may change who they are as far as maybe their tolerance levels or what they're willing to accept or not accept in friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think from that perspective, that plays a part in what one is willing to accept or not accept. Now, I will say when you're younger, you know, you tend to go through the growing pains of various things. People can be immature, They may just not understand what the valuable friend is and mean. And so there's a lot of variables that come into play from that perspective. When you're in your adulthood, you may not have the same level of patience or tolerance for certain things and may choose to back away, you know, when there are times where you're going, okay, wait a minute, we're a little too old for this. So you back up. So I completely have a different opinion and mindset on that. But, you know, for me, I've always been a little bit out of the box from that. I don't find myself getting into situations too often that would require me having to reassess the friendship level. From a loyalty perspective, you said, what is my viewpoint on loyalty?
Well, as we talked earlier, you know, everybody has a different view of what loyalty means to them, per se. So my definition of loyalty could be your, you know, different from your definition and someone else's. So I'm asking you, from your standpoint, how you roll, what is your definition of loyalty to you?
Sure. So loyalty is commitment. No matter what type of relationship it is, be it professional, be it a man and a woman, be it girlfriends, be it platonic friends, parent-child, whatever those relationships may be, loyalty is really you're committed, whomever that is. And there's a lot of things that come to play with that. You know, there's, it takes work on both sides. Each individual in that relationship has to do their part and make sure that they're working to keep that relationship successful, no matter what angle you're coming from.
Okay. Good answer. Good answer. Well, I thank you very much for giving us a call. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about or mention or give some shout-outs to?
No. I think I was coming in right at the tail end of you were making another statement. I'm not sure if that was for the caller before or I caught the tail end of that conversation.
I'm just talking.
Oh, okay.
just making very clear points.
What I did catch was just the part regarding not holding something against an individual. I think whatever that situation is, you got to make sure you're clear on both sides, because one may perceive something as being held against them when that may not necessarily be the case.
I agree with you on that. The message that I was about to go into as far as holding things against people is, you know, if it's a real friendship and a true friendship, if you're upset with your friend, I can understand being upset and then maybe talking about it a week later if you necessarily need to just have that much time. But if things have already been cleared the air, me personally, and I know a couple other people that feel the same way, talked about it, you've apologized about it, let it go, because it's just a toxic that's sitting on you. And for me, I just feel that, you know, holding tally of every wrongdoing that somebody does to you or that you maybe haven't clearly discussed, it eats at you. And I've done that with plenty of people, females and males. And it's like, you know, you're never going to accomplish anything if you always trying to keep one eye open on somebody. If you care for somebody, it's enough to talk to them and say, hey, you done fucked up and hurt my feelings. Excuse my language, because I know you don't curse. But it's more beneficial to that other person. Again, this is just my opinion. It's more beneficial to that other person if you discuss it and get it out the way. Some people do like holding on to stuff. Others don't. And that's just my point of view on that.
Yes.
That's the point I was making.
Yes. No one should hold on to anything. It's not healthy mentally. It's not good in your relationship. I think there's a caveat in there, which it doesn't mean that one is holding on to anything, but if a situation continues to repeat itself over and over again, you have to take a look at it and go, okay, I've apologized, I've accepted your apology, why does this keep happening when I thought we agreed this wasn't going to take place again? So in some level, a situation should not keep occurring over and over again, and one shouldn't keep accepting or tolerating it, if it's a behavior that neither of you are okay with or something is taking place that's not acceptable. So that's where it gets a little tricky because, again, one may think, oh, you're holding on to this or you're bringing up something that's old or in the past, but really you're saying, hey, hold on, we didn't been through this a couple of times before. We're going through it again. Why does this keep happening? You've apologized,
right.
I've accepted it. I've apologized, and you've accepted. That's where you can really start nipping things in the bud and analyzing what's really taking place or what's at the core of that situation. So
totally understandable. I totally agree with that statement. So, again, thank you very much for calling in. I'm going to touch on some more points, and I do hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you so much. You have a great evening.
You too. Good night.
Bye.
That was awesome. It was a great dialogue, and, you know, she did touch on some valid points. If there is continuous behavior that, you know, you as an adult wouldn't tolerate, but you may be trying to hold on to a friendship longer than it possibly may need, then you know what? I do agree. Let's take a step back and look at some things. And, you know, like she said, there's also two sides to each, I guess, revelation, if you will, meaning that one person may feel a certain way and they may feel that they have to keep acting a certain way to get the attention of that person, or that other person is just naive to the fact that they don't know that they're hurting another person. Either way, communication is the key for all relationships, I do believe. And if that communication is not, you know, sufficient enough, then, yeah, you got to part ways, you know. Male relationships and female relationships, partners, what have you. You have to do what makes sense to you. Sometimes friendships need distance in order to come back and say, hey, you know what? We both needed some time, or, you know, maybe we just, like we said earlier, going in different directions, and this just isn't the path we both need to travel on at the same time. So, you know, I think being true friends, you do have to understand when to let go, when to separate for a little bit, and possibly come back later. If not, hey, it is what it is. I know I've had friends for at least 20-some-odd years who I can go ahead and say, you know, I'm going to holler at you later, and 2 years go by. When I pick up the phone, it's right back to where we left off. There's some things that need to be addressed and some things don't, because you're not going to talk to everybody every day all the time, and they could be your best friend, you know, or you can consider them like family and they may not be blood, but that's how you feel. Hell, I don't even talk to my own family every single day except for my mom because she's a little off. I have another caller. Hold on, please. Thank you so much for calling. As I sip my tea, honey, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hey, this is Dawn again. How are you?
Hey, Pumpkin Schmumpkins. How are you tonight?
I am excellent, excellent. A little delirious, but
I know. You've been working all dang day. What is that about?
Twice a year, I have to do inventory at the world's largest bakery, and that in itself is a feat. And so, and then there are reports that need to be run that actually run them are over in India. So,
oh,
there's
good
eight,
time.
What, 9 hours?
Time.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy.
Well, let's just jump right into the questions that I have at hand. Tell me how you feel that female relationships have changed for you since you were in high school, college, and now. And then what is your true definition of loyalty? You have 4 minutes.
Okay, so friendship, they have changed. I do have childhood friends that I'm with or have been with, you know, since I was in elementary school. Some of my friends from high school I'm no longer friends with because I caught the tail end of actually Devana's interview, but I agree with her when she says, you know, the older you get, the lower your tolerance level goes. So I think if you respect each other's boundaries, I think that's the major part. I think if you honestly are honest with yourself and you accept people for who they are, you know, that's one caveat to friendship, just saying, hey, that's you, you know, I love you. I might have to love you from a distance, but that's you. Or the issue that I've had with, you know, high school is that my tolerance level was just too low. Some things I don't deal with. That might not be the right way, but, you know, if you're consistently doing something I don't like, I'm going to distance myself. My friends from elementary school, you know, love them to death. It could be 5 years, 10 years. We haven't spoken, and we'll come back together as two peas in a pod. So it's about respect, genuine love, and actually being honest with yourself. Now, as far as loyalty, I'm a Taurus, so I'm loyal to a fault. You're my crew, you know, I can be sweet as pie or I can be mean as hell. So nobody else can
mess with
you. I'm
married a Taurus, so I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're very passionate. Very passionate and
stubborn. But
when
you're done, you're
done. When I'm done, I'm done. I've walked away. I've had my gym shoes on for quite some time, trying to sit down and enjoy life and smell the roses now. But, you know, with loyalty, it's how are you going to, or how do you talk about me when I'm not in your presence? You know, do you defend me? Do you tell me how I am? You know, I can be something else, you know, and I have loyal friends who will be like, Dawn, now you know you ain't shit. You know you ain't have to say that, something like that. And I will accept it and say, okay, yes, I probably should have done that a little bit better. But that's a growth, you know. Friendships are give and take. So if I'm not learning anything from you, I don't need you.
You know what? I couldn't have said that better myself. I want to thank you so much for calling in, Dawn. You are thebomb.com. Love you to pieces. And I hope you will listen to the next podcast next week. And I will also want to know what is more in your tea, honey. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night. You know, all the ladies that have called in tonight touched on some really good points. Hopefully I made some, you know, valid arguments as well. You know, Dawn just, you know, said something that, you know, I would have to really, really agree with. If you are my friend and if somebody is saying something about me, would you defend it? Would I defend it if somebody was saying something about you? At the end of the day, I don't want a yes person type friend, and I would hope they would not think that way of me. I feel that there's something going on that I need to discuss with you about your character, about your attitude, about how you may be coming off. I'm going to call you out on it. Hopefully someone will call me out on it. And, you know, I actually have had some friends call me out on it. However, I'm not going to want you to sit up here and be a jackass about it. No, we do need to understand there needs to be some kind of tact involved. And, again, that goes for myself, too. Sometimes I could be a real bitch about how I'm feeling about a certain type of way. And then there's other times when you do need to be a little bit more sensitive to your friend's needs or even your partner's needs. As I stated before, I had married a Taurus. You know, back in the day, I am divorced. And there were times when I talked to him like it wasn't nothing, but he still rocked with me. Like he defended me to the end of time. But then on the flip side, our relationship had very little communication, and that's unfortunately why the divorce had to happen. We grew apart. You know, we were high school sweethearts, and I considered him to be my best friend, and he said the same thing. But on the flip side of it, how do you treat your best friend? You got to love on him. You got to talk to him. You got to communicate. Those are the things that take any type of real relationship to work, good, bad, and indifferent. I want to thank you guys so much for calling in tonight and listening to this episode. I will have a new episode up for next week, and our co-host, Miss Diva Shante, will be on with us. Thank you again for listening to As I Sip My Tea, Honey, and hopefully you'll tell me what's in your tea next time. Thank you.
I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking, I've been thinking.